Welcome to the Lioness Queen podcast, where our motto is all about living residue-free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now let's jump into your weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue-free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is January the 25th, the fourth Thursday in the month of January. Happy January. Happy Thursday. Happy 2024. I hope you still have an expectation, even on this 25th day, that God is going to restore in 2024 everything you lost, everything you missed, everything the enemy stole from you. This is the year God will restore everything that the locust stole from you. Amen. And I know I am believing that for myself. If you have not heard, it's been a rough past 6 months for me and my family with the passing of my husband, Charles Edwin Stewart. But I too am standing on the word of God. I too am believing that God will restore in 2024. Amen. Again, thank you so much for all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. I cannot thank you enough. If you have not already done so, please visit our website, www.iamthelionessqueen.com, and order our new book. That's right, Resuscitate the Heart, a 12-week workbook to heal the trauma within. Definitely while supplies last, order your copy now. Hey, also you can order it for a friend or a loved one who may be struggling and healing from their trauma. Again, the website is www.iamthelionessqueen.com. And actually what I am going to do starting in February, since that is Valentine's Day is in the month of February, I believe I'm going to start Resuscitate the Heart. I'm going to start my workbook. And so every week I'm going to be going through my workbook with you. And so join us, purchase your copy now. And so we're still in the month of January and we're talking about joy. And so this week's episode is called It's Time to Spring Forth. Some of you I know have already heard this. Have already heard this segment, because actually this is the message I preached and delivered at my husband's eulogy, and it's titled It Is Time to Spring Forth. We'll be right back. All right. Well, before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episode started. We love supporting other poets' creativity, and we're so honored to do so. But today I'm coming straight from the Word of God, and I'm coming from Isaiah 43:18-19. And it states, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." And so here in Isaiah 43, it's a classic rehearsal of Israel's redemption from Egyptian bondage, which is followed by the assurance that God is going to do something so startling in the future that Israel is commanded to forget the former things. God reminds them of this story of their birth as a nation. And so if we read back a little earlier in verses 16 and 17, this is really Israel's founding story, much like the story of the pilgrims and the Revolutionary War from Americans' founding story. But obviously, referring back to Israel's exodus from Egypt, right? God reminds Israel that he was the one who made a way through the sea, made a path through the mighty waters. But there's something quite interesting about verse 18. It says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Wasn't forgetting God's amazing redemption precisely the sin that led to the exile? And so Psalms 106 is a classic description of Israel's disastrous forgetting. And God was always telling his people to remember, remember, remember. And so how then can God tell them to forget the former things in the past? But Israel was stuck. They were stuck between the past and the future with little hope for the latter, even though they know the former. Like many of us, we are stuck between the past and the future, especially in this new chapter, the new chapter of 2024. And many of us, we've already experienced hardships, loss, financial setbacks, uncertainties, hurt, pain, uncertainties about your own health, you know, and you're reflecting back on these past 20, 25 days saying, I thought this was a new chapter of 2024 and it would be better. It would feel better. It would look better, right? And, you know, at the beginning of the year, January 1st, New Year's Day, there was this level in all of us of this optimism, this level of faith, this level of hope, this level of motivation, ready to create your vision board, right? Put all of the pretty things on your vision board and plan the places you wanted to travel to, right? But as soon as you crossed over, as soon as you stepped over into this new chapter of 2024, things did not seem the way you thought. Things did not seem like they were lining up to this scripture, right? And so now you're thinking about some chapters you had before, and you're connecting chapter 2024 to a previous chapter, and you're stuck just like the children of Israel between the past and the future. And so I want to just share three nuggets that God gave me. And I'm going to call them chicken nuggets. That's my new, you know, as kids, we grow up liking chicken nuggets. And so just as a child likes chicken nuggets, I'm going to share these chicken nuggets with you. Okay. And so I believe God is trying to get us to do in chapter 24, these three things, right? And that is, it's time to spring forth. Say that to yourself. It is time to spring forth. And so I'm trying not to get carried away in the beginning, but here are the three chicken nuggets I want you to hold on to and digest, right? And so chicken nugget number one, I'm getting tongue-tied here because I'm so excited. But number one, you have to stop rereading old chapters. And so in verse 19, and I'm really only going to touch on the beginning of verse 19, it says, behold, there's that word behold, which means watch this. Watch this, my son. Watch this, my daughter. And God has been trying to get your attention, but you keep rereading old chapters and you're making connections with previous chapters, right? And so see, you know, there's like this digital footprint from our negative experiences that leaves this residue. And when it's not attended to, it builds up. And when it builds up, you make these false assumptions about who you are, false narratives about what happened to you, and false realities, which is a way of being. And that's what my pastor kind of taught me about. These false narratives and false realities and false assumptions that we make about ourselves that are not true. And so we get stuck. And including myself, I've been stuck. I was stuck in a wrinkle of time, especially when I got divorced, right? We get stuck rereading these old chapters, almost like it's a New York bestseller. Even the children of Israel wanted to go back to slavery. They wanted to go back to the familiar, right? But we get so busy staying stuck, right? Just like Lot's wife, she turned into a pillar of salt, right? She stayed stuck in that old mindset when God wanted to do something new. But we're so busy rereading old chapters, and we're missing out on the new things that God wants to manifest in our lives. Because oddly enough, don't get offended, we place a bookmark in that bad chapter because we enjoy getting sympathy from that chapter. We enjoy it. I know I did. I enjoy getting sympathy about what my ex did to me. And so we quote it almost like a nursery rhyme, almost like Mary Had a Little Lamb. We can say it, I mean, backwards and forward and backwards, right? We just keep reciting it over and over, and we get stuck between the past and the future, and we cannot spring forth. And so God is saying, behold, I need you to open your eyes. I need you to put on your spiritual glasses. I need you to stop rereading old stuff. Because Psalms 24:9 says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, right? That means when you lift up your heads, you got to open your eyes and see what God is going to do. And so stop rereading old chapters. And so say this to yourself, it's time to turn the page. Say it again, it's time to turn the page. All right, nugget number two. The next part in that verse of 19, it says, I will do. Of course, this is Yahweh talking, right? Yahweh is proclaiming that he got this. Yahweh is saying, I got this. He wants you to have a heart of expectation, right? Because he is about to do something. Tell yourself, God is about to do something. And so when I was thinking about this, you know, I was thinking about how, you know, when we go to the nail salon, you know, they're always willing to do whatever you're asking, whatever you're requesting, right? And so in the nail salon, they will say, I will do for you, right? No matter what you're asking for, they will say, I will do for you, right? And so God is saying to you, I will do for you. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. God loves you. But you got to be, and myself, we have to be in a position of expectation. We have to be on the edge of our seat like a little kid, just tapping and excited, knowing that something is coming, knowing that our daddy is going to do something for us. You have to be ready, expecting the great, ready, expecting doors to open, ready, expecting more in 2024, expecting God to heal your body, expecting a move of God in your life, in your marriage, in your children's life. Amen. God is always looking for ways to bless his children, but you gotta have a heart of expectation. Gotta have a heart of expectation that God will do something super califragilistic, espialidocious, right? And if you don't know what that means, ask a parent, ask a grandparent. Some of you don't even know what movie that comes from, but God wants you to have great expectations from him. You have to expect the promises of God because the word says the promises are still yea and amen. And so we have to stop focusing on the wind and the waves. And some of us are focusing on the loss. Some of us are focusing on the hurt. Some of us are focusing on the trauma. Some of us are focusing on the setback. And so we got to stop making assumptions that something isn't coming. We got to stop downplaying the miracles of God. Stop passing off blessings that he wants to bestow upon you. Stop believing that that can't happen for you because it's never been done before. It is manifestation time. And so raise your expectations. This is what Daddy is saying. Raise your expectations of me because I will do it just for you. Not because you dotted every I. Not because you crossed every T. Not because you read the Bible in a year. Not because you gave your tithes all this year without missing a beat. Not because you it's not based on your works. It's not because you fasted. Ephesians 2:9 says you have nothing to contribute. It's not based on what you do. It's based on his amazing grace. Amazing grace. Nugget number three. Now this next part in this verse 19 says a new thing. So it says, behold, I will do This next little part says a new thing. Now, when we think of new things, what do we think about? Everything that we put on that vision board, right? New house, new job, new car, promotion, new business, new doors, new opportunities, great health. Ooh, going back to school. God's going to give me my husband, my wife, inheritance, right? And we put them on our vision board. That's what we put on our vision board, right? And it's real pretty and dainty. And these are new things that we're believing for at the beginning of the year. But when I looked in the dictionary of the definition, I knew what it meant. But the definition, there was one definition that kind of stood out to me. And it says new as being unfamiliar. Something appearing for the first time. And we misinterpret new things as always being good, being positive, being happy, right? It makes us happy. No, sometimes new things are painful. Sometimes they're uncomfortable. Sometimes they're traumatic. Sometimes it's abuse. Sometimes it's you being bullied. Sometimes it's rejection, miscarriage, abandonment, closed doors, job loss, divorce, bankruptcy, cancer diagnosis, a natural death of a parent, grandparent, spouse. Whew. Even think about this. COVID was new for us, but God said, I am doing a new thing and it shall spring forth. And so sometimes God uses the inevitable. Sometimes the new things that he uses, new things that you feel may overwhelm you. He uses new things you think are not fair. He uses new things that you may feel you're not equipped to spring forth. And it is okay to not be okay when new things happen, because God allows us to be human. He allows us to feel a certain way. It's okay to cry. It's okay to feel disappointed. It's okay to feel and ask the questions, why, Daddy? And it's okay. There's no place in the Bible that God doesn't say you cannot feel. Jesus had feelings. Even Jesus wept. But what did he do? He went into his secret place. God has used some new things. I'm going to tell you, in these past 10 years of my life, I don't know about you, right? But I had to bombard my secret place. I use my secret place, but sometimes you have to bombard that secret place. Oh, God. But Romans 8:28 says what? All things are working together for those who love him. That means all things. Say to yourself, all things. So that means God is going to use the good chapters. He's going to use the bad chapters. He's going to use the complicated chapters. He's going to use the painful chapters. He's going to use the chapters where you messed up tremendously. He's going to use the chapters where you experienced the most loss. All things. This new thing has prepared you to spring forth. And it says now, say that to yourself, now. It's preparing you to spring forth. And so you thought it was what you thought it was for your demise. But it did not happen for your demise. You know, we get this thing where we say, this happened to me, that happened to me, this happened to me. No, we have to have a mindset that God did it for you, because God was preparing you. Those bad chapters have been trying to get you to spring forth. And so now is the time. And so what is it for you? God is ready to restore. He's ready to resurface some promises in your life this year. What is it for you? Is it going back to school? Is it starting a new business? Opening a food truck? Becoming a film writer? Starting a franchise? Open a bakery, becoming a songwriter, creating inventions, accepting the call on your life. What is it for you? Because it's time to spring forth. It's time. And so all of these three chicken nuggets that I shared are all about positioning. Position of where, a position, you know, the first nugget was all about the position of where to look spiritually. And that is looking ahead. The position of your heart, expecting the promises of God are still yea and amen for little old you. And lastly, a new thing. The new thing puts you in position. So that repositions you. and it repositions you so the manifestation can be revealed. And what is that? He's repositioning you for greater. Say that to yourself. God is repositioning me for greater. And so the word says, your latter shall be greater than your former. And these past 7 years of my life were great with my husband. They were great. They literally were supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. We had a love of a lifetime. There's some people who have never experienced the love that we had. But God's word says, my latter shall be greater. And so it's time to spring forth. Amen. Amen. I definitely could not have made it without all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. Remember to subscribe and share a review. I would absolutely love to hear from you. And also get the book while supplies last, because actually we're going to be going through that book week at a time. Week at a time. Resuscitate Your Heart, a 12-week workbook to heal the trauma from within. And I'm telling you, the loss of my husband has been traumatic. But it's time for me to spring forth, because God has prepared me. My husband has prepared me. God has loved on me. My husband has loved on me. And so I know, you know, although this loss, it does have power. But God did not give it permission to take me out. Amen. Until next time, let's all live residue free and believe God will restore in 2024. Amen and amen.